Yeah, I can confirm all of that, and just to say it was quite a difficult morning. Minister Fitzgerald put her account to the Cabinet and to the colleagues. She tendered her resignation to the Taoiseach. She went in on her own volition to the Taoiseach this morning. The Taoiseach has accepted her resignation, and it was a tough meeting because Minister Fitzgerald believes that she will be vindicated in the tribunal, in the Charlton Tribunal. But as of now, she has tendered a resignation, and the Taoiseach has accepted it.
Given that that resignation was almost inevitable from late last week, was it a mistake to allow this issue drag out over the weekend, drag into the beginning of this week, and effectively create this election fever almost right across the populace that was always going to throw a focus on Francis Fitzgerald, a focus on the government, and a focus on the future of this particular administration?
No, I don't believe so. The Taoiseach is very much a conviction-led politician, and he believes that Minister Fitzgerald acted appropriately at all times, and she, within the emails and correspondence that she would have received, she was told that she had no act or function in those, and she as the Attorney General pointed out publicly, that this would have been inappropriate. So the Taoiseach was very much of the opinion to give her time, and he still believes that within the parameters of the process, the tribunal process, that that she will be vindicated as well. So the Taoiseach will be making a statement to the Dáil at 2 o'clock, and certainly that'll be an opportunity for him to put on record where he feels this is going.
This now brings the focus onto the future, and either one of two scenarios will happen. Either this effectively is a lame duck government that will limp on for a few more weeks but inevitably see an election early in 2018, or, as you yourself suggested yesterday, this could precipitate a renegotiation of the confidence and supply agreement and something that will strengthen the administration and actually create a stability going into 2018 and beyond. Which do you think is the more likely?
Well, I think firstly the intentions of the Taoiseach was to ensure that the national interest was put first, and obviously she got caught up in the firing line in that regard. So I believe that we do have the competency within government, with our Independence Alliance members, and to ensure that we do continue. I also believe that if we're not to be a government that's just going to work towards timeframes of January or March next year, I don't think that's good enough. I don't think we're being fully accountable to the Irish people by working within those timeframes. So I think all options have to be looked at now. And as I pointed out yesterday, that if there's to be a renegotiation or a re-examination of the supply and confidence agreement, now's the time to do it, because the public were very much of the opinion over the weekend, got it very much in the county and in my own parish, that people didn't want an election. And it wasn't just because of the time frame, it was before Christmas, it was because the people want stability. There's a lot of big issues coming down the track. The final decision on Brexit will be 2019, so we need a steady, strong government over that period. And I believe Leo Varadkar is the man to do it. He will ensure that our stake and our position in the Brexit negotiations will be put to the fore, and he's already set a precedent in that regard.
We know there's been a lot of contact between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin over the past number of days. Have those meetings been concentrating on should Francis Fitzgerald stay or should she go, or have they effectively been looking to the future and talking about that renegotiation of confidence and supply that you've referred to? Because given Fianna Fáil's actions in actually tabling a no-confidence motion in Francis Fitzgerald for this evening, which now obviously is off the table, in the manner of doing that and in the fact that Fianna Fáil did that, they eventually and they effectively broke the confidence and supply agreement themselves. The current agreement, many will say, is dead in the water.
Well, I suppose a couple of things to point out. The first thing is that I wasn't privy to those conversations, but I know that from hearing from the margins that the positions were very hardened. The Taoiseach was supportive of Francis Fitzgerald, and Micheál Martin wanted her to go. So that was the two hardened positions. But with regard to where we go now, I think there has to be a serious conversation and examination as to what happens next. And no doubt those conversations will continue. Now, my job today, I've a meeting now at 12:45 with the business committee, is to ensure that we get the business agenda up and going. And I just want to point out as well that there was never a decision taken, just to put on the public record, there was never a decision taken with regard to the Fianna Fáil motion this evening, the motion of no confidence. That was still undecided as of now.